Greetings, my name is William. I'm representing Peachtree Property Management, where we invest in fix and hold rental properties located in B, C, and D class communities. Today is February the 15th, 2024, day after Valentine's Day. So I want to tell everyone happy Valentine's Day. Hopefully everything went well. And if it didn't, keep your head up and keep moving forward. I've been listening to a few things. I haven't done a podcast in a while, but been keeping busy, still investing, dealing with one more tenant about to move out of their property, my property. And so rents will be going up slightly, so I can, I've been holding on to a couple rental properties, and they've just been sitting, haven't started fixing them, haven't completed the repairs yet. So looking to, you know, move forward and doing that. For the ones that are new to this podcast was created back during the start of the pandemic to help motivate people to get into real estate, to start real estate. If you got out of real estate, hopefully to get back into it. And so, you know, we go back and forth. You can reach me at Peachtree Property Management on Instagram. You can reach me, Wag Realty LLC on Facebook. You can also reach me. Y'all see my content, Wag Realty LLC of North Carolina on YouTube. So, you know, if you want to donate, you can donate to my Cash App, which is Wag Realty LLC. This whole thing was, you know, geared towards fighting gentrification, motivating people to get back into real estate and trying to help out our neighbors, you know, by buying one house at a time, two houses at a time, whether it's single family, duplexes, triplexes, quadplexes. Try to make, you know, rentals affordable. And, you know, my slogan in real estate, even like that when I was a realtor, was giving people affordable houses in desirable locations. So, you know, just hopefully you can use this podcast for motivation.
Like I was saying before, you know, the CPI is coming out, and that's the Consumer Price Index. And they base it off of, please excuse the loud noises around me. I'm outside. They're working on some things. But basically, the Consumer Price Index is the government takes information, not necessarily from things that are sold, bought, stuff like that, not just like consumer goods, but they also take it from real estate. So it's not actually the home's purchase. It's the average price of a rental property. So if you think about it, like Rome, he's trying to get the inflation down to 2%, 2.25, 2.5, whatever, 2.4%. And right now, actually, inflation is, if you don't count real estate, inflation is down 1.3%. Inflation is actually lower than 2%. I think it's 1.36, 1.39.
When you throw in the increase of rental property is up to 3.86%.
So it's, you know, I feel like the only way you can control it is if the government starts buying houses. And if you look at the average price of a house in government, or people that are backed by the government, BlackRock, Blackstone, D.R. Horton, some of these places are a little too big to fail. Lennar Homes, things like that. Or what's that, American Homes for Rent? Some other ones that I've talked about before on this podcast. So what happens is they get these homes, and they, you know, sometimes you get this information, and I truly do feel like some of these big-time players, they release this information on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all over all these social media sites. And they, you know, the average home in America, I think, sells for $486,000. And so, you know, it's almost like discouraging people to get into real estate. They say, oh, we need to, when you have to save up $30,000, the price of medicine, the price of transportation, the price of repairs on the car, the price of everything has gone up, but your price of earnings hasn't. And makes it hard. So, I really think that you know, it's a land grab. So, you know, what I told you before, a lot of people, if you listen, I forget which podcast it is, but a lot of people, a lot of these companies, they buy these houses and they they buy these homes, they're buying them now, they're buying the land. And so what they do is when they buy the land, it's actually cheaper than buying a brand new home, repairing, or buying an older home, repairing it, or tearing it down, having hauled off and rebuilding. They just build from scratch. And so, you know, they say, well, I got, you know, you have a newer home. Everyone knows about the quality of these homes that's being built. They're not always the highest quality. And then they charge, you know, a lot of them now not even selling. So if you sell your home to a big time corporation, they're going to hold on to it and they're not going to sell it individually. They're selling it as a package. So then, family, the millennials, or the Gen Z, whoever else comes after that, that's a
K or anything like that to invest in these the group or the crowd sharing or crowd funds. Be careful about those, because like I say, you're not controlling them. You know, it's better for you to control the real estate than someone else, but you know, just get in however you can, but most definitely get in for yourself. If you know you want to reach me, you can reach me on any of those podcasts, any of those whether you want to call it social media websites. I'm here for, you know, to try to help motivate people, try to point people in the right direction. You know, until next time, I'm going to try to start doing podcasts more often, because Spotify notified the creators that they're going to another platform or another avenue. So I'm going to try to create as much as I can, you know, let the people know how to reach me just in case I do get kicked off or have to start all over. You can reach me, you know, YouTube. You can reach me on, Instagram and so on. But until next time, y'all take care and be easy.